Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know, life can feel like a constant barrage of information, opinions, and demands, right? And sometimes, all that noise can lead to some pretty intense conflicts. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate those tricky situations with more grace, understanding, and even a little bit of humor? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Mindful communication techniques for conflict resolution. It's not about avoiding conflict altogether. Let's be real, that's impossible. But about approaching it with intention and awareness so you can come out the other side feeling stronger, more connected, and maybe even a little bit wiser. Sound good? Let's get into it. Here are five key takeaways that I want you to walk away with today. First things first, active listening is your superpower. I mean, truly listening, not just waiting for your turn to speak, but actually trying to understand the other person's perspective. That means paying attention to their words, their tone, their body language, and really trying to see things from their point of view. Ever felt like you're talking past someone instead of with them? It happens to the best of us. Active listening can be a game changer. Second, use I statements instead of blaming you statements. You know that feeling when someone throws you always or you never your way? Instant defensiveness, right? Instead, try framing your thoughts and feelings with I statements like, I feel hurt when, or I'm concerned about. This takes the blame game out of the equation and opens up a space for genuine understanding. Third, take a deep breath seriously. When conflict arises, our bodies go into fight or flight mode, heart racing, palms sweating, the whole shebang. But taking a few deep breaths can help calm your nervous system and bring clarity to the situation. It's like hitting the reset button before things escalate. Fourth, be mindful of your tone of voice. Words have power, but so does how you say them. A little bit of kindness and empathy can go a long way in diffusing tension. You'd be surprised how much a simple, "I understand where you're coming from," can de-escalate a heated situation. And finally, remember that conflict doesn't have to be the enemy. It can actually be an opportunity for growth, deeper understanding, and even stronger relationships. Think of it like this. Disagreements are just different perspectives coming together. The key is to find common ground and work towards a solution that benefits everyone involved. So, let me paint you a picture. Imagine two best friends, Sarah and Emily, who have been planning a trip together for months. They're both super excited about the destination, but they start getting into a disagreement about the itinerary. Sarah wants to spend more time exploring museums, while Emily is all about relaxing on the beach. Before you know it, things get heated. Sarah feels like Emily isn't taking her interests seriously, and Emily feels like Sarah is trying to control everything. They start using you statements, raising their voices, and the whole vibe becomes super negative. But then, they take a step back. Sarah takes a deep breath, remembers to listen to Emily's point of view, and says something like, "I understand that you really want some downtime on the beach, and I appreciate that. Maybe we could find a balance where we spend a few days exploring museums and then relax by the ocean?" Emily feels heard, Sarah feels respected, and they both come up with a compromise that works for them. See how mindful communication can turn a potential disaster into a win-win situation? Remember these takeaways. Active listening, I statements, take a deep breath, use kindness in your tone, and see conflict as an opportunity for growth. These techniques can help you navigate tricky conversations with more ease and grace. All right, that's it for today's episode. I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to communicating during conflict? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you found this helpful, don't forget to subscribe and share it with a friend who could use some mindful communication tips. Until next time, stay chill, stay present, and tap out of overstimulation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.